USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House will vote this week on a resolution to formalize the next steps of the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. The resolution, which establishes the procedure for hearings, according to a statement by Speaker Pelosi, will mark the first floor vote on impeachment since Democrats formally launched their inquiry a month ago. A wildfire on the west side of Los Angeles is to blame for damaging 13 structures. L.A. Fire Department spokesman Jacob Robbie says they're doing everything they can to fight the Getty fire.
We have fixed wing and rotor wing aircraft right now dropping water. So we have those helicopters dropping water on the actual fire. We have the fixed wing, those big retardant droppers with that pink and red Foscheck, making lines ahead of the fire so the fire can burn up to it as like a fire break.
Meanwhile, in Northern California, firefighters are continuing to battle the Kincaid fire as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Some details about the Democratic presidential debate number.
It will be hosted by PBS and Politico in Los Angeles on December 19th, according to the Democratic National Committee. It will be held at the UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs. Moderators and format still to be determined, but they do say it will air live on PBS and the PBS digital platforms, as well as on Politico's digital and social platforms. It'll be the first debate for PBS and Politico in this cycle.
The man accused of killing five Capital Gazette workers in Annapolis, Maryland, is changing his plea to guilty. In a surprise move, Jared Ramos is now asking for a jury trial on the question of mental competence. This comes a week after a psychologist deemed him to be sane. A judge is hearing from both sides before deciding if the plea will be accepted. The murder trial was set to begin next week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Crews are continuing to fight the Kincaid fire in California's Sonoma County. Now, the winds are expected to die down, and the National Weather Service is downgrading the high wind warning to a high wind advisory. Petaluma, California is about 30 miles from where the fires are and where a majority of the evacuations are as well. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Nicole Miller. She's a resident of Petaluma, and she goes into some of the details as far as what residents are doing to help out their fellow neighbors in need.
I know that with the evacuations, a lot of shelters being in Petaluma, my social media is just consumed with what's going on right now, and so many of my friends that have taken the time to volunteer their time and resources to go pick up food from people. I know I had a couple different friends that said that they were going to be going around to people's houses, picking up any food they may have available, and then taking it to these shelters and helping with food prepping. And I know I saw Seared, which is a really nice steakhouse here in Petaluma. They threw up a sign on their door saying that they were going to close yesterday and today, just to dedicate all of their staff and resources to make prepping meals for the evacuees. I know a local 24-hour fitness, they threw up a sign that said, if you're a firefighter or you're an evacuee, please come in and take showers here. So it's great to see how the community rallies together when this kind of stuff happens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.